With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ooh, all the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is 6:10. We're just sitting here talking about the meat market off the air. Our meat market is coming up on the 29th at the Russian Lady, a Friday night in Hartford. Oh my God, it's going to be so much fun. If you don't know what the meat market is, we do it every year. It is a huge singles event. I screen every single bachelor that's invited to the meat market. So ladies, you get in absolutely free. Just show up. I believe doors open at 7. P.M. Friday night, the 29th, and you just hang out with your girlfriends, and we have the bachelors. They're all, every single guy, hundreds of single guys in one area waiting to meet you.
Yeah.
People have gotten married that have come to our meat market, but I've got a sample, and we're on Facebook Live right now.
Yes.
If you go to the Kiss 95.7 Facebook page, I'm going to show you a sample of the meat.
Oh, yes.
We need a sample. Are you ready, Gavin, to go over the sampling with me?
Wow. Just on that first page alone, I'm pretty impressed.
Guy with a puppy. And look at this. This guy's a ginger. He's pretty hot.
Do you think adding a dog into your photo is just going to make it a lot better?
Always. Yeah. And it's a puppy. It's a husky puppy. Maybe he'll bring the puppy to the Russian lady. Look at this guy's smile. Look at how handsome is that guy?
Oh, he's actually really good looking. I'm an engaged man. I'm just saying, there's a lot of good looking dudes here.
Oh my God. And they're all looking for love. And these guys are like a couple sporty guys, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, just because you wear a jersey doesn't mean you're a sporty guy.
Don't we have a couple guys from the New England Black Wolves?
Yes.
Going to be there as well?
Yes, we do. How cute is that guy?
Is he wearing a lei?
He is wearing a lei.
That's a party guy. He's a party guy.
He is a party guy with a great smile. This guy's rugged. He might be one of my favorites. He's wearing a Carhartt shirt, and he's got like facial hair. Look at John Legend. That guy looks just like John Legend.
Okay, yes, he does.
Just put a piano in front of him, and he's good to go.
I mean, there are so many. Another guy with a dog. I mean, there are so many great-looking guys.
Like, you got a guy with a suit. Looks like he's got money.
I mean, there's police officers.
Just because you have a badge doesn't mean you're a police officer.
Knock it all the time, but it doesn't matter.
I know. I'm just being realistic here because you said that one of the guys in there was a pilot. Just because the guy can fly a drone doesn't mean he's a pilot.
Walmart? Oh my God, these guys are so hot. Ladies, come on, look at this guy. If you like guys that work out, this guy's holding an apple. And he's flexing his bicep. Come on.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Walmart.
Takes care of his body.
Yeah. I feel like this is the best selection of all ages, too. I'm thinking they're probably 22 to 42 and up.
Yeah, pretty good.
So it is coming up. Do not miss our meat market. If you're looking for love, want to trade your man in, the current one you have, it doesn't matter. Just come with your girlfriends. It is the 29th. It is in Hartford at the Russian Lady. You can get all of the info. And of course, if you go to our Facebook page, you can see a sampling of this year's man meat. But all the info is up at kiss957.com.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:25. I don't really want you to give Gavin bad news in your junk Walmart, Jeff.
Yeah, seriously.
It's got to be good news. He sees us.
I don't know. Really. I hate to do it, but I don't think this really applies to Courtney or myself. I have signs you're the annoying couple. Now, I have the top five signs.
Okay.
Yeah, you might be right on this one.
Oh, so, boy. Number five on the list, you feed each other. So maybe you go out to dinner and you want to share a piece of your steak. You put it on your fork and you kind of throw it over her way.
Gavin, do you do that?
We don't feed each other.
All right, Gavin. Yes, he does. Yes, look at his face. He's so lying.
Maybe once in a while.
You know what we do in our house? Open our mouth and let me toss it in. Let me see. Yeah, I'll try that steak. Throw it across the room.
I love that. Signs you're the annoying couple. You have a million inside jokes.
Oh, yeah. Tons.
Yeah, no, we
have so many.
Same here.
Are these hardwood floors? See, you guys don't get it. You guys don't get it.
No,
it's an inside joke.
So she's laughing right now. If she heard that right now, she would be laughing. Okay.
Signs you're the annoying couple. You use pet names on each other.
Gavin,
sweetie, honey. Is that a pet name?
And you know what's worse is if you do it in public.
Yeah.
Well, I call her my penguin.
That's yeah, that's horrible. Yeah.
Like, we're in the grocery store. Where's my penguin?
Oh, stop.
That's annoying. So finally, the last two signs that you're the annoying couple, you dress alike. I could see you guys dressing alike on the weekend, going like tag sailing.
They do. Oh. Gavin.
Hoodies.
Hoodies. And flannels. They go to Vermont and they put on matching flannels.
True. That's true.
You're like that couple that goes to the amusement park and they wear like the same shirt so they can find each other easily. If they get
green shirts.
And finally, the last sign, you are the annoying couple. Yep. You profess your love on social media. Yesterday, Gavin made a post for National Proposal Day, which I didn't even know.
So I saw this post and I thought, am I missing something? Like, why is he posting this? Yeah. I didn't realize it was National Proposal Day. Did you even say it in your post?
Yeah, I did hashtag National Proposal
Day. Oh, I didn't read your darn hashtag.
Can you read the post for us?
I think National Proposal Day is just about
reminiscing.
So I was thinking back, and I remembered that, and this is what my post said. My mouth was dry. My hands were numb. I have no clue what I whispered in your ear, but I knew there was an endless amount of love in my heart.
Oh, my God.
The moment I went down on one knee and you said yes, my world changed forever.
Oh, my gosh. That's so sweet.
Hey, that's nice.
It's super nice.
Can I ask you, as a straight guy?
That was really nice.
No. Where do you find that stuff on the internet?
No. You know where it comes from?
His heart.
My head and my heart. Okay? Just open up your heart.
And
just write what's in your heart.
He's hurting my heart is what he's okay. doing. I tell you what, if you want to be that annoying couple, if that's you, if that's what you want to be, you got to come to our meat market because I've got super duper guys just like Gavin, bachelors looking for love. And if you want to see a sample of the meat, head over to the Kiss95.7 Facebook page right now. All the hits. Kiss95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:39. Let's do Hollywood, brought to you by Better Built Basements. Oh, I'm worried for Taylor Swift. You know that stalker that keeps breaking into her house? Like, he's done it like two or three times now, her house in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They catch the guy. They put him in jail for a couple of months or tell him to stay away. And then all of a sudden, he's sleeping in her bed. The guy is missing. He missed a court date in Florida. So there's a warrant out for his arrest. He was actually supposed to go to court facing drug charges, not facing anything involving Taylor Swift, but he didn't show up and now he's missing.
Yeah.
So now I'm hearing that Taylor's freaking out. Wouldn't you be freaking out?
Yes, absolutely.
Somebody needs to find this guy. And Ariana Grande will be bringing her little sweetener thing to Lollapalooza this summer, headlining one of the night's four events running from August 1st through the 4th at Chicago's Grant Park, 21 Pilots, Chainsmokers. I think it's going to be awesome this year.
Yeah, her concert stops at Mohegan Sun next Saturday.
Ooh, yeah.
All right.
And finally, Justin Bieber's feeling better. He's being treated for depression, but he splurged on a new house for he and his wife, Haley. He just bought a huge house in Los Angeles. It's like 7,000 square feet.
$8.5 million.
I didn't realize that he's been renting since 2014. He's been renting a house. He sold his house. He had a house at one point and he sold it to Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she's in his house. I know. I don't know how I know this bizarre info, but anyway, he just bought a house for he and his wife, Haley, and you can take a little tour. I've got a tour of Justin Bieber's new house at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:50, time for good news, and it's time for you to share your good news. What are you waiting for? You're busting. You need to tell somebody. And you need to tell us, 860-247-9570. Good news for Hartford, NCAA tournament today.
Yes.
This weekend.
Yes.
In Hartford, XL Center.
Yep.
It's awesome.
But actually, really, really good news if you work for Warren Buffett, because I don't know if you can win $1 million if you go down to the XL Center today, but with Warren Buffett, one of the richest people on the planet, and he's loving March Madness. He does it every year.
Yeah.
He is giving any of his 390 employees $1 million each a year for life.
Oh, for life?
For life,
what?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It says $1 million each year for life.
That's crazy.
If they can predict the Sweet 16 on the company bracket.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Just the Sweet 16.
I think there's a company bracket around here.
Yeah, they're hard to win, Courtney. There's bracket busters every year in the first round, which is, I mean, there could be a couple bracket busters here in Hartford.
Okay.
Who knows,
so it's tough to win.
But you're possible of winning $1 million a year for life if you work for Warren Buffett.
That's crazy.
So it is going to be madness all over Hartford later on this afternoon,
it really
is kind of cool. I love it. I'm excited.
Yeah. Go for Bonds.
Go Vermont.
Vermont. Yeah.
That's the team I'm rooting for.
Why Vermont?
Well, that's where Kelly went. Okay. To school, and that's where we got engaged.
I like Vermont, so I'll root for Vermont, too.
Yeah, they're playing today at 2 o'clock.
Go VT. It is Walmart. I'm sorry, Gavin, what is your good news?
So, good news. The future is here. Courtney, you're going to love this, because Keurig is coming out with a cocktail K-cup.
I love it. So yes. So is there booze already in the K-cup, or you add the booze to
this
it?
This is all very new.
Okay.
I'm still digging into this if the alcohol is already in the K-cup, but I think it's like the mixed drinks is already like a margarita mix already. You can just press the button, margarita will come out, you probably just add the alcohol to it, and you're good to go.
I'm
so
liking that.
It's actually going to be hitting stores this year in Florida, Missouri, and California, and hopefully, if it goes well, nationwide.
Nice. Okay. I like it. Walmart Jeff, do you have good news for us?
I do have good news. This guy down in Texas, after a bad storm, his cable wasn't working.
Okay.
So what he did was he had to crawl under his house to jiggle the wires to get everything back up and running.
He shocked himself?
No. When he was under his house, he noticed a few rattlesnakes. So he like quickly
Gavin,
scurried out because Gavin has a snake issue.
Yeah, he does.
So this guy called this snake wrangler. Turns out, there wasn't a few rattlesnakes under his house.
They were breeding, right?
Yeah, there was a breeding ground.
That's what they're doing in your house, Gavin.
It's a mating ball.
Yeah, there were over 24 rattlesnakes just hanging out under this guy's house. He could have been killed trying to jiggle
the
cable. So, Gavin, you need to call yourself a snake wrangler because I know you have a snake problem at your house.
Do you know any snake wranglers?
No, I don't.
No, but if you are a snake wrangler, can you call us, please?
Please.
You're a snake wrangler. We're looking for a snake. I'm actually personally looking for one, but if you want to call Gavin, you can share your good news or call us 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95. Seven. It's Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Walmart Jeff and Gavin hanging out with you and getting ready for Second Date Update. Guys, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So Second Date Update out of Tallinn this morning. Let's say good morning to Sloan. Good morning, Sloan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing great.
Good.
How you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, so obviously you know about Second Date Update when somebody goes on a first date and it's a great first date, but then you get ghosted and you don't get called for a second date. We try to get answers.
Yes.
So hopefully, Sloan, we can help you out. But before we do, we need to know how your date was. You went out with a guy named Eli?
Yes, Eli.
All right. So how was the date? What did you do? Where'd you go?
Oh, the date was so nice. This is why I'm upset, why I'm calling you guys. The date went so well.
Okay.
We went bowling. We went to dinner. Ooh. Everything was just sparks were flying. We kissed, and it was just amazing. And I just don't understand why I haven't heard from him.
Did you say you had sex?
No, Jeff.
No. We kissed.
Oh, okay.
Not on a first date.
Just ignore him, Sloan, please.
Okay.
You guys were attracted to each other if there was a romantic kiss.
Yes, absolutely. He's super hot and everything I want in a man, so I just don't understand what happened.
Wow.
The conversation was good?
The conversation was very good. He's very intelligent. We had a lot of different conversations, different subjects to talk about. It was just really, really nice.
All right. Well, then here we go. This is what we're going to do, Sloan. We're going to call Eli, and you're going to be listening in, but if you're ready to hear what he thought of the date, we're just going to ask him to be honest and tell us the truth. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
What?
Because you're going to say something, what?
When a guy brings a girl bowling, that's usually a sign that he wants to have sex.
No, it is not. Where do you get?
Because bowling is a cheap date, and only cheap women go bowling.
He took her to dinner as well.
Yeah, but cheap women love to bowl.
No,
they put out.
Bowling's a great first date. It's fun. It's interactive.
Go to a bowling alley and tell me the women hanging around bowling alleys.
Oh, my God. Walmart, stop. I like to bowl.
Point taken.
You're the worst.
He's horrible. Ridiculous. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hi, is Eli there?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Eli. It is Courtney.
Walmart Jeff.
And Gavin.
And we're calling from Kiss 95.7. I have to tell you, you are on the air. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Well, listen, Eli, I don't even know if you're familiar with our show, but we do something called Second Date Update, where if somebody goes on a first date, and they thought it was a fantastic date, a love connection, but then they don't get called for a second date. They call us and we try to figure out why. And you, my friend, are on second date update.
Oh, okay.
All right, so maybe I should refresh your memory. And we just ask you to be honest. I just want you to be honest. But you went on a date with a lovely woman. Her name is Sloan. She called us. She told us the date was like a dream date. Bowling, dinner. You're really handsome. Great conversation. And she's just a little wondering and a little stressed out as to why you haven't called for a second date. How did you think the date went, Eli?
Oh, the date was really good. You know, we had a lot of fun. I thought we connected really well. I really liked it.
Are you attracted to her?
Yeah, very much. She's very pretty. It was, like I said, it was a really great date. Just some things have come up, you know.
Would it have been better if you ended the date with sex?
Stop, Walmart.
Can you stop?
Don't listen to him, Eli.
I don't want to get into it.
Eli sounds like a gentleman.
You do sound like a great guy, Eli. So you had a great date. She had a great date. So you said things have come up, like things came up that have prevented you from going on a second date?
My grandma got a little sick, and I'm the only one that can take care of her. So I've just been spending a lot of time with her. You know, I haven't really had a lot of time to, you know, get on my phone and text other people. I've just been spending a lot of my time with grandma.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
what?
That's so sweet.
Oh, my God. That is so sweet. And that is Sloan on the line. Sloan.
Hi. That's so sweet. I'm so sorry that she's sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get back to you. It's just, you know, I got so overwhelmed with all this stuff, I kind of forgot the rest of the world.
No. It's okay. I totally understand. I actually feel really bad now.
Oh, my gosh. No. But now we know. Eli, you sound like a great guy taking care of your grandmother.
You got to do what you got to do.
So, well, then here's a question for you. Would you enjoy a second date, Eli?
Yeah, of course.
Sloan?
Absolutely.
Ooh, yay.
All right, well, here's the deal, Eli. As soon as your grandmother gets better, and I'm sending good healing vibes your way that she's going to get better quickly, as soon as your grandmother gets better, I would love to pick up the tab for you guys to go on a second date.
Oh, thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
I can't wait.
All right, guys. Well, there you go. Sloan, you got your answer. And I get to pick up the tab for a second date. You guys, thank you for being on Second Date Update. And Eli, just keep us posted on your grandma. And like I said, we're sending good vibes your way.
Thank you so much. We'll do.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.